Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. 502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries, as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I do deliver it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. And while I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Looks like we've got a cable missing this morning, so having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll have to harass one of our engineers, Mitchell, when he is available. We'll get him over here to correct our situation. But we are celebrating today, nonetheless, National Watermelon Day, National Grab Some Nuts Day today. Yeah, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. I'm one of those. Do you remember that commercial? I remember that commercial from long ago. So, you know, somebody, I think what we're going to do is we're going to take a real quick early break this morning, and then being that I've got some technical issues, I'll get that corrected. It'll take me about 2 minutes, and I will be back. We're going to go, Steve, we're going to go to a quick commercial, and then I'll get this corrected. We'll come right back.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investment? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the government, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money?
We are back. I think we've got our technical difficulties corrected. I'm going to have to harass my trusty assistant here, who I think we got him lost a little bit. He's going on vacation, so apparently he decided to take off a little bit early and didn't get us all set up, get our wire connected, but it's one of my favorite people in the whole world, so I can say that about him. But let's continue our conversation this morning with where we are, where the market is. Well, we saw the 30-year fixed rate loan this morning, basically the same. Freddie Mac's numbers on that 30-year fixed rate, basically no change this morning from their prior week. 3.93 is the average 30-year fixed rate. Last week, 3.92, no big difference there. Glad to see some of our friends on. Brent, glad to see you on. Peter, Marcy, Robin, glad to see you all on there. Jenna, glad you're on with us as well. Be sure to share the broadcast so we don't keep us a secret to anybody out there. Continuing on with our market overview for this beautiful morning, let's continue and see what we've got going on in the I keep thinking about this one. You know, we talked this earlier a little bit ago about National Watermelon Day. National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day is tomorrow. So we're just saying we are getting prepared. We like to be like the Boy Scouts, be prepared. Dow Jones Industrial Average down ever so slightly right now, 4.56. Oil up just a little bit. Markets are pretty flat, not doing a whole heck of a lot. Although the U.S. 10-year Treasury down a little over 3 basis points, 2.237 is where we're sitting there right now. We are still looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average over 22,000 as we speak. A lot going on in the markets, though. We saw Snap falling to Are you a Snapchatter? Snapper? Snap? How, I don't know what they call themselves. New low, oversold. Here's the issue with that. You have to be real careful whenever you get these new issues coming out. A lot of people don't follow this idea. They look at them and they say, wow, somebody hit a home run. But you have to know when is the date that the insiders can actually sell. When the insiders are able to start selling, that's when you have to be real careful of these holdings. Right now, Snapchat, Snap, the insiders are able to sell, and that's why we're seeing that stock dropping a little bit down there. It happens all the time. Tesla in the news also. This is an unbelievable one. Tesla's stock surging when they said that they're going to be able to produce the Model 3 that they've been talking about. Here's my issue with Tesla. Is it really worth more than General Motors? Tesla, do you think it's really worth more than I can't imagine how Tesla as a new company is worth more than General Motors. And here's the issue. Teslas are coming out, but the infrastructure may be a problem. We're starting to see that one going on right now. The Teslas, with all the Teslas that are coming out on the market, can our power grid handle it? That's a big issue. The power grid is not geared for all these electric cars. And right now they're saying, no, the power grid is not capable of handling the amount of cars coming out on the market. Now, where are they going to end up getting all of the power to continue building the grid out for all these Teslas that they're coming out with? Big question mark coming out right there for Tesla. And obviously, we don't want to go and chat with Al Gore about this, because Al Gore, yeah, he's the one, the vice president, the former vice president, that's been talking about all of these issues about global warming. We're going to find out now that his house uses at least 21 times more energy than the average American. 21 times more energy. He's got a 10,000 square foot mansion, used nearly 231,000 kilowatt hours of electricity in the last 12 months, compared with less than 11,000 for an average American house. Ooh. Now, basically, his house could handle, 23 times the average American house, yet he's out there telling us that we need to conserve on energy. I say this all the time. Some of these individuals that are involved in this, they might have some good intentions, but it goes back to the same thing that we hear from so many politicians so much of the time. It's all about them. They could not care less about you. It's getting them out there. Why is it that on this one issue alone, Al Gore has gone from, I think it was a net worth of, a few million dollars when he left office. Now it's over $250 million net worth. Now, $250 million, a lot of money, but when you compare that to what's going on in the stock market right now, there's some big issues in the stock market. How about all the cash sitting with the technology companies? Apple, $261 billion in cash on hand. Microsoft, $126 billion cash on hand. Google Alphabet, $92 billion. Facebook, $32 billion. Amazon, $26 billion in cash. What's about $600 billion right there in those five companies? Maybe just a little shy of $600 billion in cash. Now, if we can get our Congress to do anything, and I know Congress does very little. They're generally pretty worthless. But if we could ever get our Congress to do anything, holy cow, could you imagine if they came up with some sort of a tax program that would give these companies an incentive to bring their money back to America? Most of these companies don't have their money here in America. They've got their money offshore because it's too high taxes here. And I wonder if we look back at that. I had a graphic here of all these different companies. I'll probably share this graphic on social media later today. But I think every one of these companies are located in Taxifornia. So if all these companies are in Taxifornia, the only one maybe, I think Microsoft is outside of Taxifornia, but all the rest of these companies in Taxifornia, and all of them want higher taxes for everybody but themselves. They want to keep their money offshore. Interesting. Is that another one of those hypocrite comments? They also have another thing in common. Every one of them, they are all ultra, ultra liberal companies. So you think about that concept. Al Gore, liberal. Google, liberal. Cook over at Apple, liberal. Yet they don't want to bring their money into this country. Does that make sense to you? Can somebody help me understand this? We can look at the other side of it as well. We can look over here at Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett bought a boatload of Apple stock. He's already owned a boatload of Apple stock, but he bought another boatload of it, increased his Berkshire share to about 2.5% of Apple's outstanding shares. 133 million shares is what Berkshire Hathaway owns, Warren Buffett's company. Probably made almost $3 billion this year just on his Apple holdings alone. Unbelievable. So think about that. Again, once I've shared this with you before, would you rather own Apple or Berkshire Hathaway? Would you rather own Amazon or Berkshire Hathaway? The only downside with Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett is 86 years old. How much longer can he continue doing these things? That's the big question mark that's going to come up for a lot of people when they consider these issues, right, that are in our marketplace. Berkshire Hathaway, great stock, always performs. I do remember seeing back in the late 90s, Berkshire Hathaway took a big dive on the market when Warren Buffett said he's not going to buy any tech stocks. Very simple, he didn't understand him. He looked at Amazon back then and said, they're not making any money. How do they continue on the way they are going? Didn't understand those things. Guess he started to understand now, but who's got the last laugh? When all these tech companies, or many of these tech companies, they come and go. But Berkshire Hathaway, they stay there for the long term. Pretty amazing when you watch out what's going on with some of these different companies. Warren Buffett doing great out there as usual. I'm going to continue our conversation. We got covering a lot of different areas today. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Good morning, Bob. Glad to see you with us as well. Also see Karin jumped in on there. Jenny, you're with us. Glad to see you all. Hope you're having a great day today. We'll continue our conversation. When we come back, we are going to talk about millennial home ownership rate increases, how to choose your first credit card, try spending like a retiree before you're a retiree. That's where we are this morning. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit Credit. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice, licensed by the California Department Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio, or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Millennial home ownership rate. That's what we're chatting about this morning. Where is our millennial home ownership rate? What is happening with our millennials? What are they up to? So we love to get into that conversation on a regular basis, just because they push the market. Recent headlines exclaim the home ownership rate, as reported by the Census Bureau, rose again in the second quarter of 2017. What did not get much attention in the report is that the home ownership rate for American households under the age of 35 increased a full percentage point from last quarter's 34.3 to 35.3. Millennials proved to have the highest increase of any age group, This came as a surprise to some, considering millennials have come to be known as the renter generation. Renting? Holy cow. Well, a new study by First American, Six Trends Poised to Reshape Home Ownership Demand, revealed reasons why home ownership numbers will continue to increase for millennials. Why does that matter? First American explains, quote, and I'll quote them, "Our model shows that all other factors being equal, the likelihood of home ownership increases by 3% for those that earn a bachelor's degree over those with a high school degree. The likelihood of home ownership jumps another 3% for those that earn a graduate degree," unquote. The more educated, the better the likelihood for home ownership. And as we mentioned, millennials are the most educated generation in the U.S. Homes and marriage go together. Marriage is a key determinant in home ownership. According to an analysis by First American, the home ownership rate is 30% higher among married couples compared to non-married couples. Millennials have put off marriage in the pursuit of higher education. As this group ages, more and more will marry and purchase a home. Parents buy houses, according to the study. Quote, "The home ownership rate is 1.7% higher for households with one or two children compared to households with no children, and it is 5.4% higher for households with three or more children," unquote. The report goes on to say that as millennials grow older, there may be an increase in not just marriage, but also in married couples with children. That will probably also create a corresponding increase in home ownership demand. Wages and economy, the study goes on to explain, recent gains in income growth and strengthening economy will also help all generations, including millennials, will be more willing and able to purchase a new home. The bottom line, the time has come to announce, here come the millennials. And if you're looking at buying a new home, if you're looking at trying to get a game plan for a new home, give us a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Let's chat about a game plan for you to get into the new home. We talk about it all the time. think it's like 45% higher net worth for homeowners as opposed to non-homeowners. One of the other reasons why we see the big concern about the millennial and the activity of the millennial. Well, what by definition, in a vast majority of the cases, millennials are buying starter homes. That 18 to 34-year-old, sometimes they're buying a second time, but for the most part, they're buying the starter home. Where do they find the starter home? Well, somebody else is selling it. If somebody else is selling it, what's going to happen with that person? Well, the idea for that person is they're going to be getting a new home as well. So as each generation continues to move, as they continue pushing one another, it pushes the entire economy, the entire market. And the idea here is as soon as you start buying houses, you start seeing a multiplier effect. Now, we know that of our GDP, 70% of our GDP comes from the consumer, our gross domestic product. That's coming from the consumer. Well, there's a multiplier effect of 1.7. When somebody buys a new house, all the other things that go with it, you've got escrow people that are making money, so they're spending money. You've got title insurance, they're making money, spending money. The title company is going out and doing new things. Then you've got the moving company. There are statistics that tell us exactly how much, or on average, how much we spend in home repairs. Well, that's contractors making money so they continue to spend money. See, all these different areas where these continue to happen, where you continue making money and continuing moving on, moving to the next step, it pushes the next house. Well, the millennial buys a house, and say they're buying Southern California median-priced home, maybe a little under median, $400,000. Well, the person that's selling that $400,000 home, what are they doing? Well, they're buying a $500,000 or $600,000 home. And that $500,000 or $600,000 homeowner, they're buying an $800,000 or $900,000 home. You see how it continues to push the market. Well, then at some point, people are going to right-size. That's once the kids are all gone. Then they decide, okay, well, I don't need that four-bedroom, five-bedroom house on a large lot with a swimming pool. I want to go to a condominium. That cycle starts all over again because everybody's pushing everybody to the next step. So let's look, and then on that case, and I'll just tell you, that is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, NEST, to 79564. Where are the most profitable markets for home sellers? And it's no surprise that certain areas are more profitable for home sellers than others, but it certainly is surprising which places those are. ATTOM, Adam Data Solutions, a property data company, just released its second quarter 2017 U.S. home sales report. They examined 118 metropolitan statistical areas with at least 1,000 home sales in the second quarter of 2017. According to Adam Data Solutions, homeowners who sold in the second quarter gained an average price of $51,000 since purchase. $51,000 since purchase, the highest average price gain for home sellers since the recession. The last time gains were this high was in the second quarter of 2007, when sellers made an average profit of $57,000. So 10 years, and there's the numbers. Profitable places, though the number's not as high as it was 10 years ago, profits are looking up from the past few years. It looks like the second quarter of 2017 was a wise time to sell, but which markets had the highest gains is the question. While it's important to choose the right location for real estate investments, it's also important to have good credit. Poor credit can make it more difficult and expensive to buy and sell real estate. So before venturing into real estate, see where you stand. And I like to tell you to go to creditchecktotal.com. Cost you a dollar. Get your true FICO scores. I think it's a dollar for the first month. So here are the areas where home sellers profited the most in the second quarter. Las Vegas came in at number 37, average return 35%. Fort Walton Beach, Florida, 36%. Detroit, 37%. Cape Coral, Florida, 38%. Round Rock, Texas, 36%. Lake Havasu, 38%. Spokane, Washington, 39%. Salt Lake, 41%. Riverside, finally got a California place in there, 42%. I'm not going to go through this whole list. Oxnard came in at 25, 44% increase. continue to look on the list and see Sacramento, Roseville, Arden, Arcade, California, 46%. San Diego, Carlsbad, up 47% from the time people purchased. Vallejo, up 50%. Got to get down here and see. Santa Rosa, 61%. Modesto, 62%. San Francisco came in at number two, 65%. And the number one place in the country was San Jose, 75%. So that is the numbers right there for us in that arena. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, how to choose your first credit card. Try spending like a retiree, and we'll see what other good information we can come up with for you right here on Ron Siegel Radio. Remember, connect with us at any time on our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, or on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Lending team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990, free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you are ready for a mortgage, when you're ready for that next new home, Gold Star has the programs for you. They've got it all for you. How about the Fast Pass loan approval? That's something that's unique to Gold Star. Fast Pass loan approval. Go out and let you buy it just like you were a cash buyer. That's the beauty of that program. No loan contingencies. Your realtor can check box J4 on the residential purchase agreement. That's a big advantage in a market where you're looking at serious issues right now, where people are trying to get offers accepted. Next question, though, how do you choose your first credit card? Whether you're a teenager without credit history or an adult who's familiar with loans and debit cards, choosing your first credit card can be tough. The prospect of finding a card may seem overwhelming, but with the right knowledge, you'll be able to choose the right card and begin building your credit. Here are some things to consider when choosing your first card. First, do your research. Be aware of what getting a credit card entails, especially because credit mistakes can negatively affect your life and financial standings for a long time. Whether you're scouring the internet, speaking with a credit expert, or reading the sites or listening to different websites or listening to different individuals talking about credit, it's important to learn as much as you can before taking the plunge. Being well-versed in the process of applying for and using credit cards will benefit you in the long run. Don't skimp on research. Make sure you have steady income. Credit card issuers typically require a verifiable income when someone is looking to apply for their first credit card. After all, being able to repay your balance is the key to getting approved for a credit card. Lenders need to know that you'll pay them back and that they can trust you. Federal law requires that adults under age 21 have income before they can be approved for a credit card without a cosigner. So if you are a young adult, consider getting a part-time job so you don't have to find someone to cosign. Choose wisely. There are plenty of credit cards to choose from. It can be overwhelming to sort the possibilities. While searching, focus on your main concerns and struggles. Are you worried about paying bills on time? Consider a card with a low annual percentage rate. Aren't sure you'll have enough self-control for credit? A secured card could be a great option. There's a credit card that works for everyone. Don't choose a credit card because of a cool design or a dreamy rewards without checking out the details. Read the fine print before you choose your first credit card. Make sure you've read the terms and check the fees, rewards, and interest rates. A bad combination of card features could come back to bite you if you aren't careful when signing up for the card. What is a secured credit card? I just mentioned that idea. They're a great option for your first card for several options. As long as you pay responsibly, your score goes up and you can switch to an unsecured card. Some secured cards give you cash back or offer no annual fees. Your deposit acts as your credit limit. So if you can only pay a security deposit of $200, well, then you got a $200 limit. Having a lower limit shouldn't be an issue, though, because you're just starting out with credit. You want to make sure that you're paying that on time, paying it properly, like we've talked about in past broadcasts. Avoid cards that require excellent credit. Being denied credit doesn't affect your score, but your score is still affected by lenders looking into your credit history. If you apply for your first credit card and it's out of reach, you'll end up stuck in a loop of hard inquiries and rejections. And we've talked again about what these hard inquiries means. Most card lenders won't even give you an unsecured card if you have no history. If you're not sure where your credit stands, creditcheck.total.com. We've mentioned that before. Use loans to your advantage. Essentially, a positive loan history can show card issuers you're low risk and are capable of paying them back on time. Loans count as credit. So if you pay them back responsibly, that's positive information that will remain on your credit report for 10 years after being closed. Conversely, a negative loan history will stay on your report for 7 years. A loan that's closed won't help generate a credit score, but it still looks good to lenders on your report. Become an authorized user is an option for you as well. A great way to get your first credit card while limiting the responsibility and pressure is by becoming an authorized user. What that is somebody that you know and who trusts you gives you one of their card, has a card issued under their account in your name, and it shows up on your credit report as well. You have a credit score without actually having your own credit card. If you eventually want your own card, being an authorized user makes your score and report look significantly better to lenders. But remember, if the person whose card you're becoming an authorized user on falls behind on payments, your credit will be impacted as well. So choose someone you trust who has good credit history, low balance, high limit, old card. Those are the three things: old card, high limit, low balance. Ultimately, choosing your first credit card is a big decision, but an important one. And remember to take the time to research and find what option is best for you. There are a lot of them out there. That is the Your Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you today by Credit San. I'm sorry, it's by Gold Star Mortgage. They are the source, the only one with that fast pass loan approval. Thought it was pretty interesting. I do check out. I have getting some very interesting government debates on a regular basis with folks. And one of the debates we were having recently was that of President Trump's approval rating. And I saw a very interesting article with several different theories about the president's approval rating or lack of such. And I saw one that was very fascinating on Real Clear Politics today. And they were basically talking about the idea of why the president's approval rating is basically where it is, and it'll probably will not change, and maybe we might not see this being as a significant issue ever again in our country. And the reason is that people are so polarized right now. The president has about 40% of the – here's the issue. You've got about 40% of the people in the country are Republican. About 40% are Democrat. There's about 20% independent. The Republicans aren't going to move. The Democrats aren't going to move. And the independents stay independent. So the issue is the president's got a 40% rating. I saw one source. There's a 39, a 38, and then there was an outlier at 33. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. On election day, the president had 37.5%. So think about that. It's basically, it's right around the same place that it was on election day. And will it change? Probably not. Not a lot new happening. The most people really couldn't care less what they're doing in Washington right now. They're looking and they're saying they watch the Clinton News Network, MSNB, hee-haw, and all they ever hear is about Russia, 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 93% of the time, and all the gotcha kind of stuff. I was watching yesterday on the press conference when they were talking about the president's new immigration plan, and the reporter from the Clinton News Network is saying the only people in the world that speak English are in the U.S. or they're from Great Britain or Australia. Well, the majority of the people in India speak English as well. So what is the guy from the Clinton News Network talking about? Does he have any clue what he's talking about? Just looking at the gotcha. That's why their ratings are continue to drop, is because they're not talking about the things that people care about. People don't care about James Comey. They don't care about Russia. They care about taxes. We're not getting anything done there. They care about health care. Nothing happening there, although we could wonder why is it that so many of the big insurance companies who the government keeps giving loads and loads of money to continue to make more and more money even though they keep saying that they're dropping out. I looked at an article just recently from Aetna, and they're talking about how much money Aetna is making right now, that their income or their earnings numbers, which every company right now is coming up with huge earnings. But Aetna hiked their 2017 outlook, and they're getting these huge bailouts from the federal government. Why is that? Their second quarter profit jumped 52%, topping Wall Street expectations, and raised its 2017 forecast again. Well, what they're doing is they're going to the states where they get the big bailouts and a lot of state money, and they're canceling their insurance in the states where they don't make a lot of money. Surprise, surprise. They're still looking at losing on the Unaffordable Care Act, $200 million before taxes, but that's better than approximately $300 million it lost last year. So they look at it and they say, well, this can't continue, but eventually the government is going to have to figure out what they're doing, because if they continue to drop out of different marketplaces, there won't be any insurance left. What will end up happening is they'll have to come up with a different name for it. And they won't call it insurance, so it won't be under the same regulation. And it's just a matter of playing games with the American people. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, try spending like a retiree before you retire, and apps your partner could be using to spy on you. Really? The apps that your partner could be using to spy on you? We'll talk about all that and more. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Robin, the name of that company is CreditCheckTotal.com. CreditCheckTotal.com. They'll give you their true FICO scores, and I think they charge you a dollar for the first month. The other one that I look at frequently is CreditKarma.com. Those give you FICO scores. They are not FICO scores. They're FICO scores. All you can use that for is the trajectory of your credit report. So if those scores are going up, your FICO scores are probably going up as well. If those are going down, your FICO scores are most likely going down as well. So that one is creditkarma.com. Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report, and it is wrong. Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. All you got to do is go visit them, creditsanitizer.com. Try spending like a retiree before you get there. In planning for retirement, many people may develop what they believe is a realistic budget, yet they have no palpable way of knowing whether they'll be able to make changes necessary to stay within that budget and keep from prematurely exhausting their retirement resources. As many near retirees underestimate spending in retirement, no matter how realistic they try to be, they ultimately end up drawing more heavily and more quickly on their retirement nest egg than they planned. So how do you make a realistic retirement budget? Some people end up spending less in retirement than they estimated. Odds are you won't be in this group, so how can you protect your retirement and help ensure that you can stick to the budget? The answer, by living the retirement life you planned before you retire. That is, spending now the way you plan to spend in retirement. If you can't live according to your retirement budget while you're still working, there's a good chance you won't be able to when you have all day to spend money. Ideally, you should start thinking about this process 10 years before retirement, and when retirement is 5 years away, pairing your spending every year to bring it in line with your retirement budget. Adopting a more modest lifestyle, since you'll still be working, you can't do that with certain expenses such as commuter costs, lunches out during the workday, professional work clothes. But on most other forms of personal spending, you can come pretty close and see what it feels like to make the necessary changes. For most people, this means adopting and accepting a more modest lifestyle. One complicating factor is that many workers aren't aware how much they're spending before retirement because they don't keep track. This makes for more heavy lifting to identify expenses and make cuts for retirement budgeting. Any omissions can result in some oops moments in retirement, but by living the retirement life pre-retirement, you can identify these lapses in advance and make the necessary changes. Three costs you might want to rethink. Some expenditures are obvious, but adjusting them may nevertheless involve sacrifices that can be unexpectedly painful. Easy for me to say. Expenditures involving such adjustments may include car payments. If you're accustomed to getting a new car every few years, you'll probably have this expense in retirement unless you can make the frugal transition to owning cars longer. So before you retire, see what it feels like to keep your car a few more years than you have in the past. If your car is leased, either buy it when the lease is up and put more miles on the auto, or let the lease go and buy a used car for cash maybe. Many of us like to think about retirement traveling, so we project this cost, but some people fail to tone down their travel style for a time when they'll have less money coming in. If you like to splurge on vacations, such as staying at top hotels for your next vacation, arrange for a more modest accommodations and see how that feels. Housing costs. Many people leave a more expensive area for a less costly one in retirement. For example, relocating from New Jersey to Florida. But what if you've been planning to do this for decades and change your mind, deciding instead to follow your kids from Ohio to California? Or what if you now want to remain in your high-cost state? So these are just issues. Big-ticket items you might need to address, club memberships, donations to charities. What are you going to want to do? Do you want to help with your grandchildren's education? A lot of different items in this arena for you to be aware of. Just a thought for you. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by our friends over at Credit Sanitizer. Com. I guess our guys there are a little bit slow this morning on keeping with us on the soundboard, so we'll have to figure that one out for you as well. Got a little technical problem, but a technical day today, so thought I'd share this. I saw this story. It was kind of an interesting or funny story. Apps your partner could be using to spy on you. These apps are brutal. Spouseware. They're called spyware or spouseware, as the software is sometimes called. Doesn't matter what intended use these app developers claim in their sales pitches. They're increasingly being used by teens to spy on their love interests, and it's quite prevalent. Krehel is the CEO and founder of Lifars, a digital forensics and cybersecurity intelligence firm. He sees spyware as a concern for consumers. The malware that is used to spy on terrorists and other criminals is not too different from the spyware currently marketed to consumers, although it has fewer features what Spouseware can do. FlexiSpy, mSpy, and MobileSpy are some of the names in the consumer spyware app business. These applications make it possible to monitor virtually every communication mode on a targeted smartphone or computer. The various spyware and Spouseware apps available on the market can let users see absolutely everything that happens on a device. It's like a surveillance camera pointed at the user's screen. So here's an at-a-glance list of what kind of information would-be spies can see. All social media, Snapchat, encrypted messaging apps like WhatsApp, dating apps, text messages, calls, real-time GPS location. About $30 a month, pretty much anyone can be a spy. mSpy alone has more than 1 million users. The stories of stalkers, jilted lovers, overzealous admirers are amazing. In 2014, NPR reported that 85% of 72 domestic violence shelters they surveyed said they were working with victims whose abusers tracked them with GPS. 75% said they had worked with victims whose abusers used hidden mobile apps, eavesdrop on them remotely. While there is sadly no shortage of stories out there, most are told under the cloak of aliases, although largely anecdotal. Creel told us the misuse of spyware among teens was without doubt a growing problem. According to him, quote, I would say 30% of spyware users out there are young guys spying on their girlfriends, unquote. The end-user agreements are clear. These apps are to be used for legal purposes only. The marketing is not pointed at monitoring fidelity, but rather what a child is getting up to or as an enterprise tool for managing employees. Fascinating seeing what these things are up to. What do you do? As with all things security-related, it's a good practice to assume that the unimaginable, or in this case, the prevalent, can happen to you too. It's also wise to take the necessary measures to prevent it. While it is possible to install spyware remotely on some Apple products, most often physical possession of a device is required. Never give your device to anyone or leave it unattended. Don't assume your passwords are unknown to the closest to you. Never share your cloud credentials, since this makes it possible to install some types of spyware. Protect your passwords and change them often. Use biometric authentication, whatever the heck that is. Don't assume that just because you don't see a spyware app on your device that it isn't there. Check for installed apps and software, and this may require programs that review apps and software and become acquainted with the software and apps out there. If you suspect you've got spyware on a device, save what needs to be saved on an external drive and wipe the device, restoring the factory default settings. But bear in mind that there are some snooping techniques where a factory reset won't help you. Just a couple thoughts for you. Could you imagine? And we didn't have these things when we were all kids, but they are out there right now. So be aware if you're – I mean, I wonder how much this is being used in the world of divorce right now. Bet it's pretty prevalent in that area as well. As always, I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere.